Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast. This is the 31st in the series of Life Notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This episode is, Do You Want to Be Made Well? The Gospel reading is from John chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew he had been there a long time, he said to him, Do you want to be made well? In this scene, Jesus is passing by a series of pools near the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem. There was a belief that when the water stirred, the first person into the pool would be healed. People with various afflictions surrounded the pools. One man had been there many years, but had no one to help him into the water at its stirring, and so he remained on the sideline, unhealed. Jesus asked him, Do you want to be made well? At first glance, this question is a head-scratcher. The Bible tells us he had been ill for 38 years. Why would he not want to be healed? As a college student, I worked at a nursery that occasionally hired people just released from prison as laborers. One man, Harold, was in his 50s and seemed like a gentle, good-natured soul. After a couple of weeks, Harold stopped coming to work. I was shocked to find out that he had borrowed a gun, held up a liquor store, and returned to prison. Never mind that the gun was not loaded, and that he waited outside the store for the police to pick him up. Apparently, Harold did not want his freedom if it meant hard physical work and low wages in return for a meager existence. While I could not fathom why anyone would willingly go back to prison, he must have felt life was better there. Sometimes we gain comfort from what is familiar. Some people, like Harold, may not have had the support system required to transition to a different life. There are numerous examples of people working hard to maintain a status quo that is neither helpful nor forward-moving, let alone one that reaches a fraction of what is possible. For example, our political system is dominated by two parties seemingly more interested in preserving the issues that define them than in finding solutions for those issues. I suppose the fear is that without abortion, taxes, immigration, a border wall, or the myriad of perpetual issues that divide us, politicians would have no purpose. They might lose not only their identity, but also their jobs. While that may sound ludicrous, I do not believe it is far from the truth. In fact, my guess is that most of us hold on to certain traits because they have become part of our identity, no matter how painful or limiting those traits might be. Our desire for uniqueness is so strong, we may hold on to whatever sets us apart, ridiculous or not. In this context, Jesus' question, Do you want to be made well, is not a crazy question at all. There are many reasons why we may not want to be made well. More generally, what is it that we really want? Do we want to hold on to our afflictions? Do we prefer imprisonment to freedom? Are we afraid that letting go of a toxic identity will leave us in anonymity? I associate these questions with those who have yet to find their identity in the family of God. We have a perfectly unique, never-to-be-duplicated identity at our core, just as we are, without any of our imprisoning afflictions. In fact, the more we hold on to unhealthy but defining qualities, the more deeply our true self is hidden. On the other hand, the freer we become, the more our true self shines through. Contrary to how it may sound, we do not lose anything worth keeping as our true self emerges. Rather, we become more like the person we always imagined ourselves to be, secure, helpful, loving, and loved. When Jesus asks, Do you want to be made well? He is really asking, Do you want to be made whole? Is not wholeness at the heart of every longing? I think we fear wholeness because we feel safe with what is familiar. We fear change. Wholeness cannot assure a comfortable, predictable life, but wholeness does ensure inclusion into what is. Do we want to be made well? Are we ready for Christ to transform us into the image of God we were created to manifest? If we wish to reach for our potential, we must risk what is comfortable and familiar, and, like the man beside the pool, make a conscious choice to be made well. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.